Okay, today I want to address the biggest Christian false religion.
بزرگترین مذهب دروغی مسیحی رو میخوام باهاتون صحبت کنم.
And probably the second biggest false religion on this planet.
فکر میکنم دومین مذهب دروغی کل دنیاست.
And that is the Catholic Church.
و کلیسای کاتولیک.
Now, here's a question I often get.
سوالی که از همه از من برای من همزمان میپرسن.
As soon as somebody figures out that you're a Christian,
به محض اینکه یه نفر میفهمه شما مسیحی هستی,
they will ask, "Oh, are you a Catholic or are you a Protestant?"
میگن کاتولیکی یا پروتستانی.
And the world kind of divides Christianity in these two groups.
و دنیا تو این دو تا گروه در حقیقت.
Yeah, you're a Christian, so you should be one of them.
یکی از اونایی یا کاتولیکی یا پروتستانی.
Now, I'll come back to this later.
برمیگردم به این
سوال. And of course, in Greece they won't say Catholic. They say, "Oh, are you Orthodox or are you a Protestant?"
But you know, اینجا برعکسه. اینجا میگن ارتدوکسی یا پروتستانی.
And of course, Greek Orthodox is virtually the same as the Catholic Church.
کلیسای یونانی ارتدوکس و کاتولیک خیلی شبیه.
Yeah, they have a different pope.
رهبرشون اون پاپشون فرق میکنه.
Yeah, they have a few different traditions.
یه سری سنتاشون زیر و روش فرق میکنه, اما ریشه اصلی اعتقادشون
they have the same or very similar false doctrines.
یکیه یا خیلی از درسای غلطی که درش وجود داره این همه.
If you come from the Middle East, as most of you do,
شما اگه از اهل خاورمیانه هستی که اکثر شما اونجا متولد شدین و بزرگ شدین,
this can be confusing.
برای شما شاید گیج کننده باشه.
Yeah, you hear about Christianity.
در مورد مسیحیت میشنوی.
You think you came to a Christian country.
فکر میکنی وارد یک کشور مسیحی شدی.
Yeah, Europe after all is Christian.
اروپا مسیحیه, وارد اروپا شدی و همه چی مسیحی است.
Yeah, 90% plus of the people in this country will definitely claim they're Christians.
مردم این کشور میگن مسیحی ان, نام مسیحیت روش میگن.
Yet that's not the reality.
اما واقعیت زندگی نیست.
The reality, for example, in Greece is that much less than 1%.
کمتر از 1% کل یونان.
The people in this country are actual Christians.
واقعا ایمان دارن. واقعا مسیحی.
And Europe is a very dark place.
و اروپا یک کشوری تاریکه.
Yeah. So today I want to shed some light.
امروز میخوام یه نوری رو براتون روشن کنم.
On the main false Christian church.
اعتقاد غلط کلیسای بزرگ مسیحی. چه اعتقاد غلطی.
And to give you an idea what the numbers are.
تعداد نفرات رو حساب کنید.
The Catholic Church,
کلیسای کاتولیک,
the estimate is that there are about 1.4 billion people following the Catholic Church.
4 بیلیون عضو داره تو کل دنیا.
Yeah, if you compare that to the amount of Muslims in this world, which is 1.9 billion.
و مسلمان ها 1.9 هن تو کل دنیا.
Yeah, to give you an idea of scale.
ببینید چقدر کاتولیک بعد از اسلام جزو دومین
and the Catholic Church is a false religion, as I will show you very soon.
همونجوری که بهتون گفتم همونقدر هم کلیسای کاتولیک اعتقادش غلطه.
It's important for you to understand that.
مهمه که برای شما اینو درک کنید.
And so you can actually explain to others if you're asked about it.
و اگر یه نفر ازتون سوال پرسید بتونی جواب بدی. چرا فرق داره؟
I will focus on the Catholic Church today.
امروز میخوام نگاه هم روی کلیسای کاتولیک.
But you can apply most of it also to the Orthodox Church.
خیلی
ها
هم میتونید با کلیسای ارتدوکس هم در حقیقت مقایسه کنید. یونان هم همیشه.
I'm not against Catholics.
من ضد مردم کاتولیک نیستم.
I'm not against Greek Orthodox people.
من ضد مردم یونانی ارتدوکس نیستم.
I'm not against Muslims.
حتی ضد مسلمان ها هم.
What I am against is false religion.
اون مذهبای دروغی که مردم رو گول زده.
And what I'm even more against,
بیشتر عصبانی هم,
is those who lead those false religions.
برشونن که مردم رو گول زدن.
Yeah, and the Bible says in Galatians 1,
غلاطیان فصل 1,
yeah, verse 9,
مقدس میگه,
as you said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Yeah, that's what God says towards these false teachers, these false leaders.
مذهبیان دروغین هستند و دروغین هستند. خداوند بهشون میگه نفرینشون میکنه. آناتیما میگه.
The Pope.
What does نفرین میگه؟ یعنی نفرین.
Yeah, the Pope.
کاهن اعظم
is a very wicked man.
آدمی خیلی پلیدیه.
He is what we call a reprobate, somebody who cannot even save anything.
حقیقت خدا زده است و دیگه از اون خطش گذشته.
He will spend eternity in the lowest part of hell.
و در ابدیتش رو در پایین‌ترین نقطه جهنم پیدا می‌کنه. چرا؟
He is leading many people.
چون خیلی ها رو و خیلی ها رو
towards that direction.
مسیح دور می‌کنه. Now,
the first thing I want to do is now show you
that
Catholicism is a false religion.
چرا کاتولیک مذهب دروغه؟
And that has nothing to do with biblical Christianity.
و هیچ ربطی به اعتقاد مسیحیت و کتاب مقدس نداره.
Of course, the easiest way to determine that is
to look
at what they believe about the gospel.
اول ببینیم در مورد انجیل عیسی مسیح کاتولیک چه اعتقادی داره.
And what they have is another gospel.
انجیلی که دارن انجیلی دیگه همونجور که در غلاطیان گفته شده و انجیلی که بستگی به اعمالت داره.
Now I'm going to give you from their sources.
هرچی ازتون میخونم اعتقادنامه خودشونه در حقیقت تو سایت های خودشون پیدا
میشه. Which are already made nice and look nice.
The sound nice. اونیه که شکر روش شکر پاچیدن و خوشگلش کردن و تزیینش کردن و تو سایت گذاشتن که شما رو جذب کنه.
What they actually believe.
چیزی که خودشون میگن که اعتقاد دارن.
I took this from catholic.com.
سایت catholic.com برداشتم.
And it's in quotes regarding how you can go to heaven.
و یه جمله ایست برای رسیدن به آسمان به بهشت.
And it says in short.
در خلاصه
The Catholic Church
کلیسای کاتولیک درس میده
teaches that salvation is a gift from God
نجات هدیه ایست از خداوند
and the normative way we receive that gift
و برای به دست آوردن اون هدیه
is through the seven sacraments
باید هفت تا کار بزرگ رو انجام بده
beginning with baptism
و با آغازش تعمیده.
Now it starts out pretty okay.
اولش اوکیه هدیه.
Yeah, it's a gift.
هدیه. نجات هدیه.
Of course we believe that.
و ما هم اعتقاد داریم که نجات هدیه است.
But then they start telling how you what you need to do to attain that gift.
آوردن اون هدیه هفت تا کارو باید انجام
بدی. Oh, you need to keep those seven sacraments. You need to
sacraments یا هفت تا
you need to be involved in doing those things.
در حقیقت سنت رو باید انجام بدی تا به اونجا برسی.
Now let me give you the definition of a sacrament.
اون sacrament یا سنت های کاتولیک چیست؟
A religious rite
یک و حق یک مذهبی
observance
یک عمل کردن یک کاری
and it says and comparable to a Christian sacrament
که بهش میگن sacrament مسیحی
and this is a definition from Merriam-Webster online
website که پیدا کردم که این کلمه sacrament
and it simply describes a work to you
و در حقیقت میگه کار کنید فعالیت کنید
the first thing it mentions in the short statement
چیزی که در جمله خیلی کوتاه به هممون میگه
in order for you to go to heaven
به خاطر اینکه شما برین تو بهشت
the Catholic Church says
کلیسای کاتولیک
oh you need to get baptized
اول باید تعمید بگی
now that's a work
عمله
yeah that's something you need to do a rite or observance in order for you
برای تو
to attain salvation.
تا بعدش بتونی نجات رو به دست بیاری.
Now also notice.
دقت کنین که.
Where do you need to go for your salvation?
برای نجات.
According to the Catholic Church.
طبق کلیسای کاتولیک.
And the answer is to them.
به کلیسای کاتولیک.
Because they need to baptize.
اونها احتیاج دارن که تو
رو. It's only valid if you're baptized in the Catholic Church.
اگر تو کلیسای کاتولیک تعمید بگیری فقط اون موقع است که نجات.
Yeah, you need to get a priest to baptize you, and then you're going in the right direction.
باید بیاد تو رو در حقیقت اون کشیش کاتولیک بیاد تو رو تعمید بده وگرنه نجات پیدا نمی‌کنی.
Yeah, for them. Baptism is not a symbol, as we believe.
تعمید یک سمبول نیست.
Pointing to the decision that you have made.
داریم. سمبولی است که اعلام شهادت اولیه‌مون به اعتقادی که در قلبمون افتاده.
Baptism is part of their salvation.
تعمید قدم اول برای سمت نجات.
You're not baptized, you're in trouble.
اگر تعمید نداری به جهنم
برسی. And what I often hear and sometimes new Christians also have this idea.
این پیشنهاد و این دیدگاه رو داره.
Is that this baptism washes away your sins?
این تعمید گناهان شما رو پاک میکنه.
No, it doesn't.
نه، پاک
نمیکنه. Baptism doesn't wash away your sins.
تعمید گناه هیچ کس رو پاک نمیکنه.
Remember, it's a symbol.
سمبوله.
Now go to 1 Corinthians 1.
اول قرنتیان فصل 1 رو باز کنید.
And read verses 4 until 16.
آیه 14 تا 16 رو بخونید.
Yeah, and listen, this is Paul speaking.
اینجا پولس رسول
Listen how he speaks about baptism.
و چه جوری در مورد تعمید صحبت میکنه.
I thank God that I baptized none of you. But Crispus and Gaius lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name, and I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know whether I baptized any other. Now, if baptism would be part of salvation, would you think that Paul would be thanking God that he didn't baptize many people? Of course not. Yeah? Read verse 17. Listen to this. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now, of course, we know Paul was sent to the Gentiles to preach the gospel, to get people saved. Now, here Paul says, I was not sent to baptize people. I was sent to preach the good news. Why? Because the gospel, the good news, is the power of God unto salvation. Baptism is not part of salvation. Yeah, and I preached whole sermons on this in detail. You can listen to them. Yeah, so the Catholics say you need to keep those sacraments.
Now,
let me quickly give the other six.
Yeah,
the other six observances. Yeah, the religious rites that they want you to be involved in as an answer on the question, how do you go to heaven?
Yeah?
Now, the second one is confirmation or chrismation. Chrismation. say confirmation. That's enough.
Confirmation.
Yeah. I'll explain it.
Yeah,
this is the idea that you will receive the Holy Spirit. And of course, again, you need to go to the Catholic Church to
increase,
to perform these things. Again, a work. Again, linked to the church. Then you have the Eucharist. You know, that's okay. They have a kind of Lord's Supper version.
You need to keep. Yeah?
That's not how we celebrate it. Now, they literally believe that Christ is crucified all over again.
که هر دقیقه کش کاهن اعظم اون نون رو میار پخش میکنه
and
مسیر رو تیکه تیکه میکنه
the bread or the wafer
و اون
they
چیزی
eat
که داره تو دهنتون میذاره تیکه گوشت مسیحه
the wine they drink
و اون شرابی که داره میخوره خون
that
مسیحه
is literally transformed
واقعا همون لحظه تبدیل
میشه
به
گوشت
و خون عیسی مسیح که بخوری.
That's not what we think. We believe it's a symbol. And actually, if people really partake in this and believe this, in their mind, they're basically committing cannibalism. Yeah? Yeah? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah?
Of course, again, you need to go. Yeah. Again, of course, you need to go to the Catholic Church for this. Yeah, and remember, we're talking about things, how you go to heaven, yeah? Then you have penance.
Penance.
It's like the confession booth. The Bible tells us to confess our sins to God.
کلام خداوند میگه گناهان خودتون رو به خداوند اعتراف کنین نه اون که پشت اون پرده.
The Catholic Church
کلیسای کاتولیک میگه
tells you need to go to a priest.
پلون کاهن اون پشت اون اتاق وایسی.
Yeah, who sits in a little box.
که تو اون جعبه نشسته.
And you go to this guy.
میری پلون آقای که اون پشته.
And you tell him all your dirty secrets and dirty sins.
همه رازا و گناهان تو باید
and then he tells you that's not good. To compensate for this
you need to
pray so many prayers like this or do so many like that and when you do those things and then when you do those things you're good to go again. Here's the sixth one. They have a sacrament anointing of the sick.
The
idea for sick people to be anointed in oil, again by the priest, of course,
when you go there,
or for elderly people who are about to die, preparing them for the afterlife kind of thing. The sixth one is actually holy orders. That was the fifth one. This is the sixth one is holy orders, like service in the church.
نظم که قدوس کلیسا
is one about marriage, matrimony, about marriage. Now, these are all things that are linked to your salvation according to Catholics.
این هفت مراسم مقدس که شما میتونی با اینا نجات پیدا کنی.
Yeah, we of course know that this is incorrect, but let me give you at least a few scriptures on this.
هیچ کدوم از اینا رو قبول نداره و بذارین چند تا آیه بهتون بگم.
Because this is not the free gift that the Bible speaks about.
چون این هدیه مجانی نیست که خداوند بهمون گفته به همون.
Ephesians 2:8-9, everybody knows it.
2:8-9 بهمون میگه.
For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافتید بخون
زیرا که به فیض نجات یافتید به وسیله ایمان و این از شما نیست بلکه بخشش خداست و نه از اعمال تا هیچ کس فرق نکنه.
This sounds to me that we don't have to do things for our salvation.
به نظر میاد این آیه به ما میگه که عملی نباید انجام بدیم.
Yeah, that the gift is free.
و این هدیه مجانی.
Yeah, when in the Bible said what the Christians asked what must you do to be saved.
وقتی شاگردان از مسیح پرسیدن که چیکار باید بکنیم از مسیح پرسیدن چیکار باید نجات پیدا کنیم.
The answer is not Jesus and the seven sacraments.
عیسی و این هفت
مراسم مقدس. No, the answer is believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
اینه که فقط و فقط ایمان بیارید به عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, and let me also make clear.
بذار اینو براتون روشن.
Yeah, there are no more ways to heaven.
هیچ کس دیگه توی آسمون نمیره. راههای متفاوتی نیست که به آسمون بره.
Yeah, go back to Galatians.
غلاطیان برگردیم.
Yeah, and read now verses 6 till 7.
آیه 6 تا 7.
There is only one way.
فقط یک راه وجود داره و فقط یک انجیل وجود داره.
I marvel that you are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and will prevent the gospel of Christ. Yeah, so a changed gospel is not another, is not a gospel. Yeah, there is only one gospel that can save.
که میتونه ما رو نجات بده.
Yeah, the gospel that is taught in the Bible.
یک انجیلی که در کتاب مقدس به همه ما یاد
داده شده. The gospel where it says you're saved by grace through faith.
انجیلی هست که شما از طریق فیض و از طریق ایمان فقط نجات پیدا کردید و با ایمانتون.
Not of works.
نه اعمالتون.
Any other gospel.
و هر انجیل دیگه.
Or so-called gospel.
یا هر انجیل دیگه ای که مثلا انجیل خوندیم.
Yeah, leads to hell.
اونو شما رو به جهنم میبره.
Because it's not a gospel.
چون دیگه انجیل نیست.
Romans 11:6.
رومیان 11:6 بهمون میگه.
And if by grace. Then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Yeah. Adding any work whatsoever to salvation makes it another gospel.
یک انجیل دیگه می‌سازد.
A false gospel that cannot save.
انجیل دروغی که شما رو نمی‌تونه.
A false gospel.
انجیلی که نمی‌تونه.
That is not a gift anymore.
دیگه هدیه نیست.
And a false gospel where people can boast before God of what they have done to earn themselves way into heaven.
انجیلی که یه نفر بتونه به خودش مغرور باشه و بگه من این همه کار کردم.
Of course, that is damnable heresy.
کاملاً کفر.
That will lead people to hell.
کفری است که همه رو به جهنم
می‌برد. For God to love the world, He gave His only begotten Son.
جهان رو محبت نمود که یگانه فرزندش را داد. هر آن که به او ایمان آورد زندگی جاوید بیابد و نابود نشود. هر که ایمان بیاورد.
Yeah. And of course, the fact that the Catholic Church doesn't have the gospel
انجیل رو نداره.
Yeah, puts them directly outside of biblical Christianity.
خارج از مسیحیت واقعی شما رو قرار.
And they're now a false religion
شدن مذهب دیگه.
Slash and cult.
به علاوه یه در حقیقت یه cult. چی بهش میگه فارسی؟ مثلا بهایی ها رو ما میگیم چیه؟ فرقه.
Yeah. And of course, because they're outside of Christianity,
به خاطر اینکه خارج از مسیحیت
هستند, it shouldn't surprise us,
نباید تعجب آور باشه برامون,
that this false religion is full of, even though they call them Christian, is full of wrong teachings.
و نام مسیح رو داره پر از درس‌های غلط و بد از غلط.
So let me give you a picture.
یه تصویری بهتون بدم.
An idea.
یه نظری بهتون بدم.
How wrong the Catholic Church is on things.
چقدر کلیسای کاتولیک اشتباه میکنه.
And I'm just picking some.
چند تا مشکلاتشون میخوام بهتون یاد بدم.
I could literally just.
میتونم فقط.
Take their main documents.
صفحه اول اعتقادشون رو بردارم و بشینم
for at least a full day just go over them and just pick up all the wrong things out.
قدم به قدم از بدیاش بهتون بگم که این جمله به جملهش ایراد داره, یه دونه‌ش ایراد نیست.
But I want you to have at least some picture.
اما میخوام تصویر اصلی رو بدونید
که of this false religion.
چرا مذهب
اصلی better understanding of it.
و درک کنید که چرا کاتولیکی مدرن نیست.
Catholics, they pray to saints.
دعا میکنن برای مقدسینشون.
To a little bit understand this. Yeah. Let me first give you what they think the saints are. And this is again from Catholic.com, where I quote, saints in Catholicism are individuals recognized for their holiness and virtue, often canonized by the church. Yeah, so these are normal people.
مردم عادی بودن که زندگی
کردن. According to them, yeah.
طبق اونها مردم عادی بودن.
And usually after they die,
بعد از اینکه شهید راه
they are given a special status.
خدا بهشون یه مقامی داده.
Yeah, and put on a special list.
جزو لیستی کرده تا
as being a saint.
که شدن مقدسین.
And then the Catholic people
و کاتولیکا
will pray to these saints.
دعاشون به سمت این مقدسینه.
So these saints can intercede for them before God.
مقدسین جلوی خدا براشون دعا کنه. که اونها لطف بخوان براشون بخشش بخوان.
And in a moment I'll come back to this. I'll explain this
more. برمیگردیم برای یه مدت دیگه به این موضوع.
Does the Bible teach this?
آیا کتاب مقدس این درس رو به ما میده؟
And of course the obvious answer is no, it doesn't teach that.
جواب اینه که نه, واقعا درس نمیده.
First of all, who are the saints in the Bible?
خود مقدسین کیا هستن؟
Do you know?
میدونی مقدسین کیا؟ I saw some of the photos that I've seen there. They're normal people.
Do you know? Yeah. Do you know what the saints are? According to the Bible.
طبق کتاب مقدس.
Because the word saints is in the Bible.
کلام خداوند میگه مقدسین کیا؟
You know what they are?
مقدسین کیا؟
Go to Acts 9. Let me show you.
فصل 9 رو بخونیم ببینیم مقدسین
کیا. And here we have the story where Saul is on his way, later called Paul, to Damascus.
شاول یا در حقیقت که بعدتر نامش تبدیل میشه به پولس, داره میره به دمشق.
Yeah, here's this. He meets Jesus on the road.
سولوس در حقیقت عیسی مسیح رو اونجا ملاقات میکنه.
He's blinded.
و اونجا کور میشه.
He's told by Jesus to go into the city.
عیسی مسیح بهش میگه برو تو شهر.
And there it will be told him what he need to do.
بهش میگن چیکار باید بکنه.
Now the one who has the privilege of going to Saul to tell him what he need to do is Ananias.
حنانیا اون کسی است که بهش میگه چیکار باید بکنه.
But Ananias understands who Saul is and he had the persecuted in the church, so he's scared.
سولوس کیه, چون قرار بوده بیاد کلیسا رو بکشه و نابود کنه, یه جوری میترسه بره طرفش.
Now read Acts 9:13.
اعمال رسولان فصل 9 آیه 30 رو بخونید.
Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem.
Ananias جواب داد که ای خداوند, درباره این شخص از بسیاری شنیده هم که به مقدسین تو در اورشلیم چه مشقت ها رسانید.
Yeah, so Ananias basically said, well, do you know what he's, who he is? Like, he has been persecuting the saints in Jerusalem. Now, who had Saul been persecuting in Jerusalem? The Christians.
Yeah.
Go to verse 32. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda.
آیه 32. اما پتروس در همه نواحی گشته نزد مقدسین ساکن لده نیز پایین آمد.
Now, did Peter go to a special group of people lifted up to have saint status?
مقدس شده بودن, رفت برای اونا دعا کرد؟ نه.
He was visiting the Christians at Lydda.
پولس رفت ایماندارای شهر لیده رو ملاقات کرد.
Go to Romans 1:7.
رومیان فصل 1 آیه 7.
to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace for God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
به همه که در روم محبوب خدا و خوانده شده به قدوسیت فیض و سلامتی از جانب پدر ما خدا و عیسی مسیح خداوند در شما باد.
He writes to all of them that are in Rome.
همه کسایی که در روم بوده
میگه God loves,
که خداوند دوستتون داره.
Called saints.
خوانده شدین مقدسین.
Yeah, he's writing to the believers in Rome.
همه ایمانداران تو روم داره میگه.
Here's the last one.
آخرین آیه که میخوام.
1 Corinthians 1.
اول قرنتیان فصل 1 آیه 2.
Verse 2. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours.
به کلیسای خدا که در قرنتوس است، از مقدسین در مسیح عیسی که برای تقدس خوانده شده است، با همه کسانی که در هر جا نام خداوند ما عیسی مسیح را می‌خوانند،
He's writing to the church in Corinth, the believers there. It says to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Yeah, that's Christians.
Yeah,
called to be saints. Yeah, saints are simply Christians.
Yeah,
you are a saint. If you're in Christ, then you are a saint.
اگر امروز ایمان داریم به عیسی مسیح شما یکی از مقدسین
yeah.
هستید.
Saint do not mean
مقدسین یعنی
super Christian.
یه مسیحی مافوق طبیعی.
On the list of a Catholic church.
لیست کاتولیکا نوشته شده باشه تا مقدس بشه.
Yeah, so you then can pray to them.
که بعد بتونی برای اونها دعا کنی که اونها به جای تو دعا کنن.
Which by the way
که در حقیقت زدش
is talking to the deaf.
با مرده ها صحبت کردن.
That's also called necromancy.
در حقیقت میگن مرده ها رو احضار کردن.
Which is a practice that the Bible forbids.
عملی که در مقدس میگه جلوی اونو حرف نزنید. مرده ها روح ها رو از احضار نکنید.
Let me show you that as well. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
بگردید تسنیه فصل 18 رو بخونید.
Read verses 9 till 12. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Yeah? There shall not be found among you any that maketh a son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that use a divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out before thee.
چون به سرزمینی که یهوه خدایت به شما دهد درایید نباید آداب و رسوم کراهت آور اقوام را انجام آنجا را بیاموزید. در میان شما کسی یافت نشود پسر یا دختر خود را بر آتش قربانی کند. نه فالگیر و یا غیبگو، نه افسونگر یا جادوگر یا ساحر و نه مشورت کننده به ارواح یا رمال یا کسی که با مردگان گفتگو کند، زیرا هر که از این کارها را می کند خداوند از او کراهت دارد و به سبب همین اعمال قبیح است که یهوه خدایتان این قوم را در برابر شما بیرون می راند. شما در حضور یهوه خدایتان بی عیب باشید.
Now, this whole list is given by practices of these pagan nations that are an abomination to God. In fact, it says, because they are into all this wickedness, that's why I'm driving them out before you. And one of the things they're into is talking to the dead.
روح احضار کردن با ارواح yeah. صحبت کردن
It's an abomination
کراهت آور برای خداوند
yeah. Yet the Catholics
اما کاتولیکا با کی دعا میکنن؟ با مردم مرده ها با
ارواح and of course in reality who are they really talking to?
واقعیت با کی دارن صحبت میکنن؟
The answer is demons yeah.
دقیقا شیطان جن ها
yeah. The Catholics
کاتولیکا
yeah. talk to demons give worship to demons
و اون جن ها رو میپرستن
Now they won't tell you that they worship those saints.
نمیگن که اون مقدسین رو دارن میپرستن اونایی که ساختن.
They will tell you, "Oh, we only venerate them. We only kind of respect them."
بهشون احترام میذاریم.
Yeah, we just honor them a little
بهشون
bit.
بهشون افتخار میذاریم، افتخار میذاریم.
No. That is not what they do.
کاری نیست که انجام بدی.
They make paintings of them. They make statues of them.
دقیقاً مجسمه ازشون میسازی.
They kneel down. For those statues or for those paintings.
جلوی اون عکس‌ها پرستش
می‌کنی. They pray to them.
برای اونها داری دعا می‌کنی.
They create special celebrations for them.
جشن‌ها و روزهای مخصوصی رو تقدیم اون اسم‌ها می‌کنی.
That's where your name days come from.
روز اسمتون like in Greece. یونانی که اسمت پاولوس پولوس چه روزی هست؟
What you're doing? You're giving worship to these dead saints.
در حقیقت داری می‌پرستی اون روز اون مقدسین دروغی رو.
What does the Bible say about worship?
که مقدس پرستش کردن رو چی میگه بهمون؟
Here's what Jesus says.
عیسی مسیح میگه چی؟
Yeah, that's a Luke 4:8.
لوقا 4:8.
And I will quote the middle part of the sentence, but thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve.
Which where?
It's Luke 4:8. 4:8.
دوش از من ای شیطان زیرا مکتوب است که خداوند خدای خود را پرستش کن و غیر از او را عبادت منما.
Yeah, they are giving worship to dead people.
پرستش می‌کردن به مردگان.
And they are serving them.
و به اونها خدمت می‌کردن.
Yeah. And let me also directly address
این جمله رو کاملا بهتون
address the fact that they make statues of them.
بر مجسمه می‌ساختن.
Now, I don't know if you ever went into a Catholic church. آیا
تا کلیسای کاتولیک رفتین یا نه؟
Statues everywhere.
مجسمه همه جا هست.
Now, of course, in the Greek Orthodox Church,
تو کلیسای ارتدوکس ها,
they don't do this.
مجسمه ندارن.
But instead of statues, they have images.
مجسمه عکس دارن.
Yeah, that are all over the place.
که عکسایی که تو دیوار آویزونه.
They do the same things.
همون کارو میکنه, اما به جای مجسمه عکس صافه.
They just do it before pictures.
جلوی عکس این کارو میکنن, به جای مجسمه.
They kneel before pictures. They kiss paintings. They pray to paintings.
برای اون عکاسی
Yeah, it's the same issue.
همون مشکل داره چه مجسمه چه عکس رو دیوار.
Let's read the second commandment.
برگردیم به دومی فرمان خداوند در خروج فصل 20
بهمون گفته. Verse 4 and 5. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me.
در برابر آنها سجده مکن. آنها را عبادت منما. زیرا من یهوه خدای تو خدای غیور که جز جزای تقصیران پدران را به فرزندان و پشت سوم و چهارم آنان که مرا نفرت کنند میرسانم. اما کسانی که مرا دوست بدارند و فرمانهایم را حفظ کنند تا هزار پشت محبت میکنند.
You notice at the end of verse 5 it said, do you notice that those who are having these graven images, those who are bowed down, yeah, that serve them, yeah, of course they are violating this commandment. But it's interesting that God defines that as people who hate him. Yeah. So, do you think that we should be making statues? No, God specifically forbids it. Yet the Catholic churches have them all over the place. Now, you would think the second commandment poses a huge issue for what they're doing. Yeah, you just read the second commandment, then you look at them.
Oh, they're
incredibly off, yeah, because it's clear. Let's say, don't do this, they do it. Now, let me explain to you how they get around that. Now, the answer to that is, they do not explain the second commandment, and they don't have to.
و نباید دومین فرمان خداوند شریعت خداوند رو توضیح بدن. Yeah. نباید توضیح بدن.
Let me read the Catholic version of the second commandment so you understand.
بیاین کلیسای کاتولیک رو کتاب مقدسشون رو باز کنیم و اون ده فرمان که نوشته شده
Again, this is,
در کلیسای کتاب مقدسشون چی نوشته
this
شده.
This is from catholic.com or vatican.va, one of those.
catholic.com یا vatican.va در حقیقت نوشته شده.
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain.
نام خداوند خودتون رو الکی استفاده نکنید.
Now you may be thinking that's not the second.
دومی نبود.
That is the third commandment.
این سومی فرمانه.
And you're right, it is. They actually removed the second commandment.
دومی فرمانو از کتاب مقدسشون.
Very convenient. Yeah. Now the next logical question is
دومین چیزی که میتونید جواب بدید
They don't have 10 anymore.
And
we have actually scriptures in the Bible that talk about the 10 commandments. Yeah, the Catholics have 9. No, they don't have 9. Yeah, I will show you. Go to Deuteronomy 5. And read verse 21. And by the way, there's two readings of the Ten Commandments. One is in Deuteronomy 5 and the other one is in Exodus 20. Now, this is the Tenth Commandment. We're going to read from the Bible. Deuteronomy 5:21. Neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field, or his manservant, or his maidservant, his ox, or his ass, or anything that is thy neighbor's.
به زن همسایه تمام مورز حسرت خانه همسایه خود یا مزرعه او یا غلام و کنیزش یا گاو و الاغش یا هیچ چیز دیگر را مخور.
Now, of course, this is a commandment in regards to not desiring or coveting after things that are not rightfully yours. Yeah, the wife of your neighbor is not your wife. So don't desire her, don't covet after her.
Yeah,
the house of your neighbor is not yours, you can't have it. So don't covet, don't desire.
Yeah,
that's what the commandment is about. Now, let's see what the Catholics have done. Let's read the last commandment. Which should be 9th, yeah, for them.
Yeah?
So let's read number
9.
And it sounds like this. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife.
You can't read it from there.
Yeah, this is the Catholic version.
Yeah.
And you probably think, okay, and?
Okay.
No, that's it. But now comes the 10th commandment. You shall not covet your neighbor's goods.
دنبال خانه ی همسایت نباش.
What have they done?
چیکار کردن؟
They've just chopped up the 10th commandment.
فرمان دهم
رو دو تا ساختن. And made two out of them. So now again, they have 10 commandments.
حالا 10 تا فرمان رو دارن.
They're very creative.
خیلی با خلاقیت زیاد یه فرمان رو به دو تا تبدیل کردن.
Now, some people will say, but how do you know for sure that
از کجا مطمئنی
که this last commandment is not two instead of one?
فرمان آخر دو تا نبوده یکی بوده.
Now, let me show you. Go to Exodus 20.
برگردیم خروج نگاه کنیم.
And read verse 17.
آیه 17 رو بخونیم.
Which is the second list of actually the first list of
the
Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not covet the neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet the neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
به خانه همسایت تمام ورز به زن همسایت یا غلام و کنیزش یا گاو و الاغش یا هیچ چیز دیگر او تمع مدار.
Notice that the coveting of your neighbors comes first now.
یعنی همسایه خونه و زنت اول میاد.
Yeah, so the order has changed.
نظمش عوض شد.
Yeah, your neighbor's wife is in the middle.
الان زن همسایت وسطش اومد.
And of course, if it's the same commandment, it doesn't matter because it's part of the same commandment, not the covenant, the desired things that are not yours.
که اول باشه آخر باشه. همه رو تمن عوض. چه زن، چه مال، چه اموال، چه هر چیزی رو.
Yeah, and I'm sure that God put it in like that.
خداوند اینجوری گذاشتش.
To prove the Catholic wrong.
که ثابت کنه کاتولیکا اشتباه میکنن. نمیتونید
اتفاق بیفته. Because this proves that this 10th commandment that we have is actually one commandment.
که فرمانی که ما داریم تهمان فرمان خداونده.
Yeah. Catholicism is not biblical Christianity.
مسیحیت کتاب مقدسی نیست.
Yeah? It's a false works-based gospel.
یک مذهب کتاب مقدسی دروغی است.
Again, they will pretend it's a gift.
شاید به نظرشون بیاد که هدیه است.
But then they have these 7 sacraments.
اما این 7 کار مقدسی دارن انجام بدن که باید اینا رو انجام بدی تا به بهشت برسی.
That's not the gospel.
و این انجیل نیست.
Yeah? Catholics pray to saints, dead people. Bible forbids that.
با قدوسیان دعا میکنن آدمای مرده و کتاب مقدس دست اجازه نمیده ما این کارو بکنیم.
Yeah, they venerate, they worship them.
میپرستن مقدسینشون و مجسمه میسازن و خداوند از این متنفره.
Yeah, that is not biblical Christianity.
کتاب مقدس واقعی و مسیحیت واقعی نیست.
Now, if you have been in a Catholic church,
اگر تو کلیسای کاتولیک قبلا
or Orthodox church for that matter,
ارتدوکس رفته باشین توش,
you will notice something. There is one person that is standing out. You know who that is? One person that stands out. And it's not Jesus, actually.
عیسی مسیح نیست.
Yeah, of course.
It's Mary.
It's Mary, yeah, exactly. It's Mary. Yeah, of course, Jesus will also be all over the place. But Mary is at the forefront. You have the big Mary and the small Jesus, for example. Yeah, if any person is venerated or worshipped in the Catholic Church, it's Mary. Now, who is Mary according to the Bible? Now, of course, simply, she was a young woman, was a virgin, about to get married to Joseph, and woman God had chosen,
yeah,
to be part of his plan,
yeah,
to manifest Jesus in the flesh. In the same way, God used other people for special purposes. Noah, Abraham, David, Joseph, Isaiah,
yeah,
John the Baptist,
etc.
All normal human beings with a sinful nature, just like you and me, yeah, being part of God's plan.
عضو برنامه خداوند بودن برای هدف خداوند هر کسی کار خداوند
انجام داد. Mary just died like each one on this earth will die.
مثل همه کسایی که توی زمین
She's in heaven right now.
یه روز مرد.
Like
و مریم هم امروز
like all the other believers
مثل بقیه ایماندارانی که مردن.
Now let me show you what the Catholic Church believes
about Mary. اما کلیسای کاتولیک چه اعتقادی داره در مورد مریم یا پاناگیا؟
Again, this is a quote from their site. And it says, she was given the grace to be saved completely from sin so that she never committed even the slightest transgression. So do you understand what it says here? They will say, oh, she got saved.
نجات پیدا کرد.
Yeah, to appease everybody who will jump on that. But what they actually mean with that is that she was saved from committing any sin.
هیچ وقت گناه نکرد مریم.
Of course, that's a lie.
و این دروغه.
Yeah, Romans 3:23.
رومیان 3:23 میگه
چون
همه گناه کردند و جلال خداوند کوتاه هستند.
Yeah, and of course, this includes Mary.
و این همه مریم هم جز بشه.
Now, this belief that Paul's belief that Mary never sinned.
کاتولیکا ایمان دارن که مریم هیچ وقت گناه نکرده.
Goes together with this concept of the immaculate conception.
و اعتقاد دارن که این باکره حامله شدن یه چیز طبیعی بود.
When the average person hears this term, they will think, "Oh, this is about the birth of Jesus."
وقتی کلمه باکره رو ایمان چیزا میشنوه در مورد
Obviously.
تولد عیسی رو داره میگه.
The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. She was a child.
در میان رحم او قرار گرفت. That must be it. شد. پس همین اتفاق افتاد.
Wrong. This is about the immaculate conception of Mary.
اینو میگن مریم واقعاً حامله شد.
Yes, and they teach that Mary was free from original sin.
و عیسی مسیح با حامله شدنش از گناه اصلی جدا شد.
Yeah, with the idea that she was so holy, so perfect.
انقدر کامل بود مریم.
So she could be the mother of Jesus.
که شد مادر عیسی مسیح.
Now, you may laugh at this.
شاید بخندین در موردش.
Yeah, but this false religion again has 1.4 billion people that follow it.
1.4 بیلیون آدم دنبالشن.
Let me give you some more
yeah,
ideas or titles that Mary is given in the Catholic Church.
و اسمایی که به مریم داده شده در کلیسا.
Yeah, which show you that she is at the center of attention.
تمرکز اصلی و پرستش اصلی مریم.
They call her the mother of God.
مادر خدا.
Of course, they will say, yeah, Mary was the mother of Jesus. Jesus is God. So Mary is the mother of God. Now, the problem with this reasoning is that God eternally existed. One God eternally existed in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Yeah? Mary is not the mother of God.
مریم مادر خدا
She was the mother of Jesus
عیسی مریم مادر عیسی
in the sense that she gave birth to his physical body
از بدن جسمانی عیسی رو به او داد.
Yeah, because God doesn't have a father anymore.
خداوند نه پدر داره نه مادر.
Now go to the book of Hebrews.
کتاب عبرانیان.
There it talks about Melchizedek, which is a character from the Old Testament.
در مورد ملکیزدق صحبت میکنه.
And Melchizedek. I don't have time to go deeper into this, but this is a reference to Jesus. In verse 3 it says that he was without father, without mother, without a ascent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, be made like unto the Son of God, abiding the priest continually. He was without father, without mother, talking about Jesus.
Yeah,
yeah, Mary was not the source of Jesus.
Yeah,
Mary was not the mother of God.
She just gave birth
to the physical body.
فقط مریم به جسم عیسی مسیح رو تولد داد.
Yeah. Go to Mark 12.
مرقس
12:35-37. And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself called him Lord. And whence is he then a son? And the common people heard him gladly. So is David the father of God?
آیا داوود پدر خداست؟
According to Catholic logic, it is. After all, Jesus is God, and Jesus is called the Son of David. Yeah, so David must be the father of God then, right? No, Jesus is called the Son of David in a physical sense. He was from his lineage.
Yeah.
Mary is only the mother of Jesus, humanly speaking.
Here's
another unscriptural statement about Mary.
They say
she was the perpetual virgin. I'm not making this up.
Yeah,
let me read you from Catholic.com.
Catholic.com.
The belief that Mary was always a virgin has been held since the earliest days of Christianity. Many of the early church fathers, including Athanasius,
Jerome,
and Augustine, expressed this belief. Now, first of all, yeah, I don't care what any church father has said at any time. I don't care what they believe. Most, if not all of them, were unsaved reprobates. Yeah, I care what the Bible actually says. Yeah, so is it true what the Catholics say? Yeah, was Mary a perpetual virgin?
Was
Joseph tricked in this relationship? Let's see. Go to Luke 2, verse
7.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
پسر نخستین خود را زایید و او را در پنداغه پیچیده در آخور خوابانید زیرا که برای ایشان در مهمان سرا جایی نبود.
Now, the fact that it's called his her firstborn.
نخست زاده. چرا نگفت تنها بچه؟
Doesn't that point to the fact that there are more children?
نه گفت نخست زاده یعنی بچه دیگه هم بوده.
Look, just could have said her son
تنها پسر
or her only son. Yeah, of course the problem is that Luke knew that Mary had more children.
لوقا میدونست که مریم بیشتر از یه دونه بچه داشت.
So he qualifies as hey.
پس در نتیجه
her firstborn.
اولین فرزندش، اول نخست زاده.
Go to Luke 13.
لوقا 13 رو بخون.
55 and 56.
55
and this is talking about Jesus, yeah? And they, listen to what they say. Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then had this man all these things?
No, we don't have it.
Luke 13. Is it wrong?
Yeah.
I wrote that wrong. Yeah, I wrote that wrong. Search it quickly.
Where is that?
Anybody searching?
I'm searching. Matthew 13. Matthew 13:55.
Yeah, Matthew.
متی 13:55-56. آیا این پسر نجار نمی باشد؟ آیا مادرش مریم نامی نیست؟ برادرانش یعقوب، یوشا و شمعون و یهودا و همه خواهرانش نزد ما نمی باشند؟ پس این همه را از کجا کسب کرد؟
So here we have four half brothers being mentioned.
چهار تا برادر ناتنی عیسی نام برده شده.
And also says that Jesus had half sisters.
بعدم میگه خواهرای ناتنی هم داشته.
Yeah, it doesn't say both sisters.
نمیگه دو تا خواهر.
It says all sisters.
میگه همه خواهرانه.
Indicating three or
یعنی
more.
یعنی سه یا بیشتر.
Yeah, Mary was not a perpetual virgin.
مریم باکر نموند و بدامه نداشت.
Many more children.
باز بچه دار
شد. Joseph.
با یوسف.
Yeah, after Jesus was
بعد
born.
بعد از عیسی مسیح بچه های دیگر هم داشت.
Now, it gets worse.
بدتر میشه.
Yeah. Because they say much more blasphemous things about Mary. And of course, Mary would never agree to this.
Yeah?
This is what the Catholic made of it. She's also called
the mediatrix. و میگه مریم
میانجی like the one who mediates for us.
کسی است که بین ما و خداوند قرار میگیره.
Yeah? The similar idea that some saints you can pray to and
مقدسینی که میتونیم براش دعا کنیم و کارهایی که براتون انجام میده.
Yeah, just pray to Mary and
دعا کنیم برای مریم و او با پسرش صحبت میکنه براتون.
She will persuade him to do something.
او به سمتش به کارتون میره و کارهایی
yeah?
انجام میده.
Let her throw her weight into the equation so
بذاریم وزنتون رو بریم.
So we can move God to do certain things.
خداوند رو به سمت دیگه
ببریم. Now that's ridiculous. That's not biblical.
کتاب مقدسی نیست و واقعا کتاب مقدس.
Go to 1 Timothy 2
verse 5. اول تیموتائوس فصل 2 آیه 5.
Listen to what it says there. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. The man, Christ Jesus. How many mediators are there? Just one. And is her name Mary? No, his name is Jesus. He is the only mediator between God and man. We don't go to Mary. We go to Jesus.
Yeah,
go to 1 John 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
این را به شما می نویسم تا گناه نکنید و اگر کسی گناهی کند شفیعی داریم نزد پدر یعنی عیسی مسیح
عادل. Who is our advocate before for the Father?
شفیع ما در مقابل خداوند کیست؟
Is it Mary?
مریمه؟
Oh no. Jesus is our advocate.
عیسی مسیح شفیع ماست.
Yet you have a billion plus
میلیون ها آدم کاتولیکی داریم
praying to Mary
دعا میکنیم به سمت مریم
thinking
و فکر میکنیم
that she is the mediator and she
is the advocate. او میانجی ماست. او جایگزین ماست.
That is people are utterly deceived.
کسایی هستند که واقعاً و واقعاً دور
خوردن. And frankly, these people are simple in the sense they have no knowledge about the Bible.
و بدون اطلاعات در کتاب مقدس اعتقاد کورکورانه اعتقاد دارن.
Yeah? But it even get worse.
اما بدتر میشه.
You think how can we get worse? Now listen
to this. چجوری بدتر از این ممکنه دیگه بشه؟
The Catholics also believe about Mary.
کاتولیک‌ها اعتقاد دارن مریم.
That she is the co-redemptrix. She's partially the savior. Yeah, you heard that right. They believe Mary is part of their salvation. Yeah, that Mary is a redeemer together with Jesus.
Again,
this is blasphemous. How many names are given under heaven by which we must be saved? Let's read Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
در هیچ کس غیر از او نجات نیست، زیرا که نامی دیگر زیر آسمان به مردم عطا نشد که بدان باید ما نجات یابیم.
I guess there is no place for co-redemptives.
دیگه جایی وجود نداره که هیچ نام دیگه هم کنار عیسی بذاریم.
Yeah, because there's only one name.
که باعث نجاتمون بشه.
And that name is not Mary. That name is Jesus. Jesus is the
Redeemer.
Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through His blood, for the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. And of course this talks about Jesus. Yeah, did Mary go to the cross? Is the blood of Mary we're talking about?
No,
she was not crucified. Jesus was. Mary cannot redeem anybody.
That,
actually, she needed to be redeemed just like you and me.
Yeah,
because all have sinned. Titus 2:14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
که خود را در راه ما فدا ساخت تا ما را از هر ناراستی برهاند و امتی برای خود پاک سازد که مردم خاص او و غیور در اعمال نیکو باشد.
Jesus gave himself.
عیسی مسیح خودش را داد.
Not Mary. Jesus.
نه مریم رو تقدیم کرد.
Yeah,
خود عیسی تقدیم
not
شد.
Mariam
دستیار نجات ما نیست.
Now, there are a lot of terms, all terms as well that are used
مورد مریم
to venerate,
استفاده
to,
شده که مریم رو
worship Mary.
بلندش کنه مریم رو بخواد بپرسته در کلیسای کاتولیک.
Things like the, she's the queen of heaven and things like that.
پادشاه آسمان، ملکه آسمان.
Now, let me show you from the Bible
از کتاب مقدس
what happened to the person that venerated Mary.
چه اتفاقی افتاد
برای
که مریم رو
بزرگن
خود عیسی در مورد اون فرد چه جواب
داد
لوقا 11
and the context is here that Jesus had been speaking to the people
عیسی مسیح با مردم داشته صحبت
میکرده kind of finishes with something
و با یه چیزی تموم میکنه
and then we have Luke 11:27
لوقا 1:27
and it came to pass as he spake these things a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, blessed is the womb that bare thee, mm-hmm. and the peps which thou hast sucked. Yeah, so Jesus had been speaking, people had been listening. And then this woman just lifts up her voice. And she lifts up Mary. She venerates Mary. Blessed is the womb. Yeah, it was womb. Mary's womb. Yeah, and the peps who have served, who has served. Yeah. How great is the one who bare Jesus. And of course, that is what the Catholics do. They lift up Mary. They worship Mary. They're praying to her statue. They're kneeling for her statue. Now read the next verse for the response of Jesus.
Yeah,
does he say, yes, you're right? Now let's see. Verse 28. But he said, ye rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Ah, that's a cold shower. Yeah. Here are the ones who are actually blessed. Those who hear the word of God and keep
it.
Now this venerating of Mary is completely unbiblical. She's not the mother of God. She's not our mediator.
She's
not our co-redemptrix. She is not the queen of heaven.
Yeah?
She's not the guardian of humanity, which is not a title.
مراقبت کردن از انسان ها نیست مراقب
انسانیست مریم
یک انسانی عادی که به وسیله خدا برای خداوند استفاده شد مادر عیسی
having at least 7 other children with Joseph
و 7 تا بچه دیگه حداقل با یوسف داشت
she was a busy mom
مامانی بود که سرش کلا شلوغ بود با 8 تا بچه
nobody should be venerating or worshiping her
و هیچ کسی حاضر نبود نباید او رو بپرسته بزرگش کنه
I want to close with making some remarks in regards to the Pope the false prophet that sits over there in the Vatican
در واتیکان نشسته و معلم دروغ اون کسی است که از خدا زده است و خدا او را رد کرده
satanic figure demon possessed figure
و کسی است شیطان پرست و کاملا
let him be accursed as the Bible says
کلام خداوند میگه نفرین بر او باد
now let's start with this title
آناهیتا آنامیتا باد نفرین باد پاپ
what does that mean
به چه معنی است
you know
pop
What does it mean?
Pop yani chi ke migam pop azam. Pop.
It means Now in Greek what we have? Papas.
Papas.
What does that mean?
Yani chi papas.
Father, exactly. Yeah? Now is it biblical to use a religious leader? Father.
Mazhabi, muallim mazhabi ro be unvan pedar estefade
konim. Go to Matthew 23:9.
Matthew 23:9 mige.
And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven.
هیچ کس بر زمین پدر خود مخوانید زیرا پدر شما یکی است که در آسمان
است. Call no man your father.
هیچ کس رو پدر نخوانید.
So why do the Orthodox and the Catholics do this all the time?
چرا کاتولیک ها کشیشاشون رو پدر میخونن؟
You think they care about what the Bible actually says?
براشون مهمه که در مقدس چی میگه؟
That is just a wrong practice.
نه اشتباس. هیچ کس رو پدر نخوانید.
We should not call pastors father.
شبان کلیسا رو هیچ وقت پدر
yeah, God specifically forbids
خداوند
that.
گفته هیچ کس رو پدر رو زمین yeah. نخونید مخصوصا آیه داده در موردش
yeah. Brother, pastor, fine.
برادر
Not father.
شبان خادم اما پدر
yeah.
نه
unless your name is Fiona, Alicia, Serena I do not want you to
اسم شما refer to me as father الیشیا و سرنا نیست منو پدر نخونید
and I will correct you if you do
اگرم بگیم پدر درسته تو تصحیحتون میکنم پدر شما نیستم can you adopt somebody
no, I'm not adopting yeah? now what more does it say about the Pope
در مورد کاهن اعظم چه چیزی
They believe he is the successor of Peter.
او پاپ اعظم جایگزین پتروس.
Peter from the New Testament.
پتروس عهد جدید وقتی رفت جایگزین
Because they all say Peter is the first pope.
اولین پاپ اعظم بود.
And I'm not going to go into this in detail.
نمیخوام در جزئیات
Again, this is just false teaching.
بازم یک مذهب دروغی.
Peter was not the first pope.
پتروس اولین پاپ اعظم نبود.
Now listen to this one. They also believe that he is the representative of Jesus on this earth.
نماینده اصلی عیسی روی زمینه.
Yeah? That the Pope is the authority in regards to everything that has to do with faith.
هر چی که در مورد ایمانتون هست پاپ میتونه انجام بده بر روی زمین.
And they also believe
ایمان دارن که
that when he teaches
وقتی درس میده
faith morals
در مورد ایمان و اعتقادات متفاوت هر چی درس میده هیچ وقت قدوسه ایرادی توش درونش
yeah,
نیست.
Let that sink in.
یه مقدار فکر کن.
Yeah, so when he opens his mouth when he's going to teach you,
دهانش رو باز میکنه و حرفی میزنه در حقیقت کلام خداست و فتوا میده و کلامش رو کلام خدا.
They want you to believe.
میخوای ایمان داشته باشن که هر چقدر دهان او بیرون میاد.
It's like listening to God directly.
مثل اینی که کلام خدا رو شنیدی، فتوا میتونه بده. مثل مسلمانا که اعتقاد دارن.
Yeah. And when he binds things or loses things.
یه چیز رو میبنده و یه چیز رو میشکونه، خداوند.
When he says you can do this, you can do that.
اون کارو نکن، گناه شد.
Yeah. To you Catholic, if you're a Catholic,
تو اگر کاتولیک
yeah?
باشی,
that is like God spoke to you.
خداوند با تو حرف زده صدای خدا رو شنیدی پس باید اطاعت کنی.
Now, what is our authority?
قدرت ما در روی زمین کیست؟ کی به ما اجازه داره بگه چیکار کنیم چیکار نکنیم؟ Only God.
In a sense, that's true, but let me make it more practical.
عملی.
Do I have the final say?
آیا من آخرین حرفو میزنم تو کلیسا؟
No. What has the final say?
کی آخرین حرفو میزنه؟ word of God.
Exactly. The word of God is our authority. Yeah? Not some man. Now, as a result that they believe that the Pope speaks as God, kind of thing. You have all kinds of traditions in the Catholic Church where the Pope had said something and that is now truth. And they will put their tradition above the actual word of God. Yeah? Of course, the Bible says we have the more sure word of prophecy. The scriptures, the Bible.
بیشتر از هر چیزی.
Yeah, they have the Pope.
اونها پاپ رو دارن.
Yeah. Now I'm just scratching the surface of the Catholic Church here.
من فقط دارم روی اعتقادات کلیسای کاتولیک رو براتون باز میکنم.
They have been great persecutors of the actual Christians over history.
کاتولیک‌ها تو کل تاریخ مسیحیای واقعی رو شکنجه
دادن. They are into a lot of dark and demonic stuff as well.
خیلی کارهای شیطانی و شیطان پرستی انجام میدن.
They build their churches over all sacred pagan worship sites.
روی بت‌پرستی‌های جاهای بت‌پرستی جایی که بت‌پرستی
You will also always find dead people buried and skeletons in those places.
همیشه توی زیر کلیسای کاتولیک جنازه و در حقیقت قبرستون در حقیقت جمجمه و چیزای گذشته.
They have relics all over the place.
هر کدومشون چیزای عجیب و غریب روی قبرستون کلیساشون می‌سازن.
This is a towel that Jesus was wrapped in.
دی کاغذ این تیکه پارچه پارچه‌ای بود که عیسی کفن عیسی.
Here we have a finger of Peter.
این انگشت انگشت پتروسه.
Yeah, of course a piece of bone.
یه استخونه و این انگشت انگشت پتروسه.
Of course, none of it is real.
هیچ کدومش واقعی نیست.
Yeah, I believe they have 4 skeletons of John in different churches.
تو 4 تا کلیسای متفاوت کاتولیک یه جمجمه وجود داره که همش مال یوحنا بوده.
I guess humans look differently 2,000 years ago.
4,000 سال پیش انسان‌ها فرق می‌کردن. 4 تا جمجمه همش مال یوحناست توی کلیسای کاتولیک کاشته شده.
Yeah. It's a full-blown false religion. And it's a demonic religion. And they lead many people to hell. So if somebody asks you, hey, are you a Catholic or are you a Protestant? Now, I hope you understand why we definitely will not say we're Catholic. Yeah, because that's simply a false religion or a cult.
Now,
next question, Aaron. Are we then Protestants? Now, the answer is absolutely not.
ما هم نیستیم. نه. صد در صد.
Yeah, you see, the question they're asking is simply a wrong question.
سوالی که ازشون میپرسن سوال غلطیه.
Now, I'm not going to talk about Protestants today, but I give you
در مورد پروتستان نمیخوام صحبت کنم. A very quick summary. اما یه خلاصه تاریخ رو بهتون میگم.
Protestants is basically Catholic light.
کاتولیکایان که جدا شد.
Yeah, this movement called Protestantism.
اعتقادی بودند که به عنوان پروتستان ها.
Yeah, came out of the Catholic Church.
از کلیسای کاتولیک جدا شدند و قیام کردند.
Because they were protesting against what was going on in the Catholic Church. So we had some Catholic priests.
یه سری کاهن کاتولیک رو داشتیم که اومدن بیرون و در حقیقت رفرم کردن قیام کردن.
They had actually read some things in the Bible.
یه چیزی که کتاب مقدس رو خوندن و یه اعتقاد واقعی رسیدن و فهمیدن که کلیسا اشتباهه.
Hey, the Bible says something else than what we do. We need to change that.
از اون چیزیه که اونا گفتن ما باید عوضش کنیم.
They were unable to change anything.
چون تو کلیسای کاتولیک نتونستن چیزی رو عوض کنن. در حقیقت قیام کردن و ازشون جدا شدن.
They call it the Reformation.
و به اون گروه میگن گروه رفرمیست.
And they started a new group called the Protestants.
یه گروه جدیدی رو ساختن تو تاریخ کلیسا به عنوان پروتستان.
Which split out in many different other groups again.
و بعد کلیسای پروتستان هم به چندی شاخه تبدیل شد.
And they did throw out some bad stuff.
یه سری اعتقادات غلط رو صاف کردن. درسته.
They also took off baggage with them.
اما یه سری
into this new group.
بار سنگین غلط دیگر رو با خودشون و پشت کاتولیک آورده بودن.
The baptizing of babies in those churches comes from there.
نوزادها در بعضی از کلیسای پروتستان هنوز از کلیسای کاتولیک.
Yeah, many of the pastors are wearing long robes.
خیلی شبانهای کلیساهای پروتستان عبا می‌پوشن.
Warns you, hey, beware of those who are wearing long robes.
اونایی که در عبا راه میرن رو در حقیقت مراقبشون باشید.
And many of the Protestant churches have
اعتقاد غلط اشتباهی دیگه‌ای دارن.
Not all of them, but many have.
همه‌شون ندارن اما خیلی‌هاشون.
And what happens at this moment is that slowly the Protestant church is going back to the Catholic church.
کلیسای پروتستان داره زودتر و زودتر بیشتر و بیشتر داره به کلیسای کاتولیک آشتی میکنه.
So no, we are not Protestants either.
ما پروتستان نیستیم.
Are we not evangelicals?
ما انجیلی هستیم.
Now, the answer is that nobody even knows what evangelicals are.
هیچ کسی نمیدونه انجیلی یعنی چی.
Because in Greek it means basically
در یونانی
you're not Orthodox.
یعنی ارتدوکس نیستی.
Yeah, so at us, they will look at us and say, oh, you're evangelical. So what do we answer when people ask? What are you? What are we? Now, we are simply Bible-believing Christians. Meaning that the Bible is our final authority for everything we believe and practice. Not a tradition. Not some creed. Not some pope. Not the pastor. But the word of God is the final authority. So what's our label? Now, the label is not even that important. Now, there is a label that matches us. We are a Bible-believing church. And if people would search for a Bible-believing church,
اگر تو دنیای امروز دنبال کتاب مقدس کسایی بگردیم که واقعا خیلی به کلام اهمیت میدن,
the most likely term they will search on is a Baptist church.
کلمه کلیسای تعمیدی.
And that's why we call ourselves
برای همین ما خودمون رو کلیسای تعمیدی میخونیم.
Now, that doesn't mean that automatically all Baptist churches are good churches.
کلیسای خوبی هستن نیستن.
It also doesn't mean that all non-Baptist churches are bad churches.
حتی کلیسایی که تعمیدی نیستن هم کلیسای بدی هستن.
But under the label Baptist, you most likely will find true biblical churches.
اکثر کسایی که اگر نام تعمیدی رو دنبالش بگردی,
that are correct and solid on the gospel,
که عمیق در کلام خداوند و ریشه دوندن و معمولا کلام اکثریتشون رو
شده. And hold the word of God as their final authority.
و کلام خداوند رو در آخرین اعتقادشون و در قلبشون قبول دارن.
Amen.
آمین.